Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
America Meditating Blog Talk Radio Show. We collect wisdom, hear stories, and inspire each other. I'm Sister Jenna. Tune in live from Monday through Friday at 8 a.m.
Rogers passed along friendship, hoping we would too. Friendship, pass it on, from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Take a break, breathe. Why don't you visit the Peace Village Learning and Retreat Center, 518-589-5000. Hello and welcome to America Meditating Radio Show. I'm your host, Sister Jenna, along with Sister Gita. And Monday through Friday, we have a chance to learning about incredible things that are happening in our country and in our globe. And it's all rooted in the power of our hearts and the power of our spirituality. But also it's rooted in perhaps the spirit of kindness. There's a quote that I've often loved by Audrey Hepburn. For beautiful eyes, look for the good in others. Beautiful lips, speak only words of kindness. And for poise, walk with the knowledge that you're never alone. Today we're going to be looking forward to speaking to our very, very special guest, Orly Wahba, the founder and CEO of Life Vest Inside. And before we get Orly on the line, why don't we take a few moments and get ourselves focused, connected into our space, and remind ourselves that we're actually here to be of service and of empowerment, not only for ourselves, but also for the world around us. A lot of our issues come in our attachments to our name, identity. We did a workshop over the weekend, and I asked everyone in the class, look at the other person as a beautiful spiritual being, like you are in that base, your soul, you belong to the ocean of love. You are light and you're pure. And then look at the person in front of you. And everybody did. And the atmosphere in the classroom was like out of this world. It was unique. It was subtle. It was soft. It was pure. It was like being in a room with 100 babies without them crying. So it was just so beautiful. And then on the flip side of the coin, I constructed or basically instructed, okay, now, get into your body, consider your name, your gender, your religion, your color of your skin, your attitude that you walk with about you, your language, and look at the person from that place. And the answers were incredible. There were thoughts like they didn't belong to me, distant. I felt like I was scanning them up and down and I was judging them. I could zone into exactly what that person's struggle was. I could see their weakness. So is the shift of our world and is the shift of our relationship just sitting inside of our own minds, sitting inside of our souls? Is it just an interpretation thing? Well, why don't we try as we go to the Off to Work CD with the track called Letting Go. Breathe in, relax, and let's get ourselves focused. Om Shanti. The time that we choose to be aware doesn't necessarily require me to just sit and meditate. But even while I walk and move around. I can be in a meditative awareness, which is awareness of the soul, the original, eternal, imperishable being of light. For a little while, I'd like to invite you to be present, to be here, and to be now. Allow your mind to settle in the moment, to relax. This meditation is about awareness. It's about becoming aware of your original and eternal self. It's about connecting to your truth. Let go of your name. And observe yourself feeling nameless. Let go of your gender to discontinue thinking you're a man or a woman. Let it go and observe how you would feel walking around without a gender. Let go of the role that you play and let go of the titles that you own. Observe how you're feeling as you are gradually letting go. Let go of your religion and put it aside just for now. And let go of your nationality and even the language that you're accustomed to. Imagine you have no name, gender, role, title, religion, nationality, or even a language. Ask yourself, how do you feel at this moment? And in this feeling, who would think of you and who would you think of? The Supreme Soul would think of you, and you, the liberated soul, would think of the Supreme. In this state of absolute freedom, I am truly who I am. A free, peaceful, pure, immortal, and eternal soul. Allow yourself to just be absorbed in this awareness. This time, Yes, allow ourselves to be absorbed in this mode and in this time. I hope that as we continue with airing America Meditating, the world comes to realize that meditation is not just about sitting down and finding space, but it's an attitude. It's a consciousness. I believe it is very much rooted in the spirit of kindness. And speaking about kindness, let's go to our beautiful Sister Gita before we get our special guest, Orly, on the line and hear what special reading she has for us today as we dive more into empowering not only ourselves but our country and our world at large. Put the man together and you'll put the world together. Sister Gita, what do you have for us? Hey, once again, good morning.
Good
morning. Welcome.
All right.
And I'm choosing from the book An Angel Whispered by Patricia Toshiro. Angels are always kind, right? And they're very incognito in their kindness. Why are we here? What is our purpose? But grow into what? Why are we here? What is our purpose? Please make it clear, she says to the angel. The answer is simple. You may think it's sappy, but the hard truth is you are here to be kind and happy. Whatever you do, wherever you go, whomever you meet, oh, you mustn't feel low. To be able to do this, however, two things you must find. There has to be love in your heart and peace in your mind. If you can do this and add these two together, happiness is yours no matter the weather. So that is your purpose. That is your calling, to learn to be happy without any stalling. I paused for a second. What had I heard? Learn to be happy? It sounded absurd. I said, are you kidding? Are you telling me a joke? The world is on fire. It's going up in smoke. Not everyone is kind. Families are fighting and countries seek, kill. People are starving and countless have become ill. How can I be happy? How can I smile? The world's in such a state, every square mile. I hear what you're saying, the angel responds. It all seems unfair, but listen to your words. Your answer is there. If people were happy to the center of their core, would there be conflict? Would there be war? While you may accept this as it's simple to see, I'll tell you something else. You may not believe. There would be no hunger, not one empty plate. People wouldn't become ill. That wouldn't be their fate. Is that so? I would like to accept. But what if others decide to reject? What if I became happy and no one else did? To that she replied, what's the alternative? You can get angry and you can get mad, or you can suck and feel really sad. It's your choice. It's up to you. You can decide what you want to do. But whatever you choose, why not be wise? Why would you fall down when you can rise? Don't you think people follow? Go along with the group. Do they follow or go along with the group? Why not lead people to stand and not ever to stoop? It was once said, be the change you wish to see. So this is the advice I give unto thee, the angel says. Unfortunately, most people don't try to change the self. Instead, they try so hard to change everyone else. This causes pain and it makes people suffer. The harder they try, it only becomes tougher. Why not do what you can to make yourself better? This will heal the world like a powerful love letter. This is the ultimate kindness. Om Shanti. That was fantastic. Absolutely rich and full and incredibly appropriate, Sister Gita. Thank you so, so much. Why don't we have a little bit of a happy moment from that, huh? That's the song of the year, I'm telling you. When it comes to kindness and appreciation, a lot of happiness will take us a long way. Orly Waba, the founder and CEO of LifeVest Insight, is an educator, entrepreneur, and community activist who is passionate about inspiring and motivating people to be the best that they can be. And for over the past 10 years, Orly has worked extensively with tweens and teens, as well as local charities in her community, providing a helping hand for those who need it most. She has worked in conjunction with a vast array of organizations and is also an executive member of the World Kindness Movement. I didn't even know there was a World Kindness Movement until today. Orly found LifeVest Insight, a nonprofit organization with a mission to encourage people to embrace the incredible power of giving and recognize that in times of hardship, kindness, like a LifeVest, keeps the world afloat. The organization shot to national attention when Orly's film, Kindness Boomerang, went viral, receiving more than 20 million views and coverage in media outlets such as Adweek, IB Times, and CBS News. We are so appreciative to have Orly on the show. Very warm welcome to you. I love when programs like yours kick off and go global.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really, really honored to be here. I absolutely loved your show. It was very, very relaxing for me. I really appreciate it.
I hope you didn't fall asleep.
Oh, no. It was awesome. It was definitely awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, I'm so pleased that you were able to find the time. You know, I've got a lot of questions to ask you. And personally, Orly, I didn't even know there was a World Kindness Movement. And this is where I think getting the word out so much is important, because I'm in such a life of kindness. I didn't even know there was a kindness movement. Could you tell us a little bit more about that?
Sure. The World Kindness Movement was actually initiated in 1998. Currently, the Secretariat of the World Kindness Movement is located in Australia. He is the head of World Kindness Australia. His name is Michael Lloyd White, a really phenomenal individual. I got introduced to the World Kindness Movement, let me see now, I'm trying to think, it was back when I first started the organization. So it was about 2.5 years ago. It was something that I had wanted to do. I said, you know, it would be amazing. So many people are doing such awesome, unbelievable things in the world. There really is a lot of beauty. I said, it would be great if everybody can come together under, you know, in a sense, like under one roof, and being able to help collaborate with one another, because collaboration is really the key to success. And so I said it would be great to have some sort of like a world kindness type of organization. And before I knew it, I found out that there actually was one. And
wow.
So, you know, they had reached out to me, and I headed over to the first General Assembly that I went to was in London. It was hosted in London a couple years ago, and then this past summer it was in Hong Kong. It was really beautiful, where they initiated China into the World Kindness Movement. It's really definitely very exciting. There's a lot of unbelievable, amazing organizations and people doing phenomenal things to make this world a better place. You know, it's important to bring that out to the forefront, because I know that when, you know, we look at media we can see so many of, you know, the terrors and the horrors that are going on in the world, but when we focus on negativity, sometimes we actually only draw more negativity to us, as opposed to trying to see the good and then having that good.
Well, it must be quite exciting for you, because just listening to you, I'm getting exciting, and I'm already thinking, I'm going to take it to India so we can do it in India. No,
oh,
really.
Definitely.
Really, I've never thought that world transformation really requires a PhD. I've often thought that to transform the world, it really requires just a kind, gentle, loving human being.
No, 100%. I mean, it all starts, like, kind of like what you were saying before, it all starts with who we are, because the idea is, you know, if you love yourself, if you really love yourself, then loving others is really, is much easier. The problem is that, you know, people don't have that sense of self-value and self-worth. That's what's really missing in today's time. That's the real big social issue of today's time, because if you look at all the other social issues and you dig and you dig and you try to figure out why, but why is this a problem? Why is this a problem? Well, you come to find out that it's a lack of self-value. People don't realize just how much they matter, how much purpose they really do have. And so if you don't recognize your value, how in the world can you possibly recognize the value in others? So
of course, the real
key to fixing it is empowering a person, helping them see that they do matter. Even though we're 1 in 7 billion, the number that matters the most is one, that you are one. And then suddenly you start recognizing and realizing that each person has something special and has something really valuable to bring to the table, which they do.
Of course, and obviously even your personal story and even throughout history, we have come to learn that history's consciousness has been shaped by the power of one individual, and the way that energy in that one individual mobilizes a community of thought. So I completely believe in that when somebody internally takes that initiative, some stuff can happen that would just blow everyone's mind. I saw your film, Kindness Boomerang. It was so touching.
Well,
I'm
thank
curious.
You so much.
Yeah, where were you in life before the thought emerged about the film Kindness Boomerang, and what inspires your passion? Yeah, what inspires your passion now to continue to spread kindness in the world?
Okay, I love that question. So actually, I was before I founded Life Essence Side, and that was about almost 3 years ago now. Before that, I was a middle school teacher. I was teaching 7th and 8th grade at a local community school. Same school that I went to as a student, and it was most 7 awesome, amazing years ever. I really can't begin to describe how amazing they were, and I don't think a day goes by that I don't talk about my students, because my students and I, we were really like best friends. I love them very, very, very much. And so the concepts of kindness, compassion, empathy, these were concepts that were implemented into my classroom on a daily basis. It wasn't, you know, all right, guys, let's talk about kindness today. It was actually implemented into what we were learning, making the subject matter relevant and showing that it's a part of who we are. You know, because very often people can see kindness or charity work or whatever it might be as something to schedule within their day. You know, I do kindness on Mondays and Wednesdays from 5 to 6 o'clock. I'm sorry for catching the other. You know, the idea is kindness isn't just something you do. Kindness is something you live. It's how you see the world. It's how you see yourself. It's how you interact, not just with, you know, the most important person in your company or, you know, whatever it might be, but how you interact with everybody, anyone. So that's really was a very, very big concept that was implemented into my classroom on a daily basis. Kindness Boomerang, actually, I shot the film. I hadn't even started the organization yet. I shot the film during my summer off from teaching. So to give you a little bit of a background just behind the name Life Fest Inside and kind of how that came about through my years of teaching. I was going away with my family on winter vacation, and we had a stopover. And during the stopover, I was listening to my voice messages. And at the time, there was a young girl in my community, 6 years old, who was very, very ill. And when I got off the plane to listen to my voice messages, I got the messages. She just passed away. It was really very, very devastating. And I took it really hard. But more than anything, the reason is I thought about my 7th grade students back at home, because they had lost a classmate of theirs 3 years prior when they were just in 4th grade. And like literally right before winter vacation, they started opening up about it for the very first time and asking really tough questions. You know, why do certain things happen? How do you make sense of it? and I just started being able to get through to them. So I said, what am I going to do when I get back home? I know that they're going to hear about this because we're all within the same community. How am I going to be able to explain to them how something yet again so tragic and devastating happened? How do you find order in a world that sometimes seems to be so chaotic? How do you stay afloat? And so I get onto the plane, and all these thoughts are going through my head. You know, how do you stay afloat? How do you make sense of it? And I sit down in a seat I wasn't supposed to be in, and the stewardess moved my seat, but everything happens for a reason. And I'm looking to, I look to my left, and right on the wall of the plane, there was a small sign. And on the sign, it said, life vest inside. And the message I took when I saw that was, you know, Orly, your life vest, your ability to stay afloat, it's inside of you. Because a life vest, no matter how much you push down on it, it pops back up. And so the message was, you know, our life vest, it's through the kindness we give to others, you know, and through the kindness others give to us. Because we're not going to be able to prevent the obstacles from coming our way, but we can throw somebody a life vest, a lifeline of kindness, to keep them afloat.
Wow.
Over waters.
And I love that.
People always ask me, like,
that
idea of life vest inside, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Lovely story. Go ahead, continue.
Yeah, so basically, this was an inspirational story I told to my students when I got back. It was you know, and this was part of, you know, kind of the next chapter into getting to life vest inside. I was doing various, you know, activities with them in terms of helping them recognize their value and their purpose and incorporating kindness into their everyday lives. And, you know, it's a pretty vast story, but I'm going to get to kindness boomerang because I know that's what you asked me about. And so, yeah, because I can go for hours, but don't worry. So
I can see,
but
I'm enjoying it.
I said to myself, you know, I want to be able to show people that for them to be able to feel what that feeling of kindness is, that it's able to pass so beautifully from one person to the next, and it's like seamless. You don't sometimes know how it's going to come back around to you, and sometimes it does. So I said, you know, I was involved in film production prior to being a teacher, and I have the summer off from teaching. So I said, you know what, why don't I film this? And so I sat down. I only had a couple months, you know, and I sat down. I started writing kindness experiences that I personally went through, moments in my life that left an imprint on my heart. And it wasn't these huge life-altering things. They were small things, because I think that's really what's important to remember. The small things that come at the time that we need them that really, really matter the most. And so I started writing these things, and the script came to life. And that summer, I shot the film. I hadn't done film in 7 years. I was so beyond scared and nervous because I didn't know. I felt like I didn't know what I was doing. And we shot the film all in one day. It was one shot, showing how one act of kindness goes from one person to the next and boomerangs back to the person that set it into motion. And I remember knowing and feeling that we were doing something and creating something really special, something that was going to go beyond just that day. I didn't even know yet what it was going to be. And so when I went back to school that following year, after a couple of months, I was giving a lot of thought to it, and I said, you know, if I believe enough in this mission, if I believe that this is really part of my life story, part of my purpose, then I got to go all in. And it was scary because I loved my job. It wasn't like I was leaving something I didn't love. And so I did something that nobody thought I would ever do. I told the school that I was going to be taking a leave of absence for a year to try and really put everything into this and let me see if this will become something, if I give it my all. Mm-hmm. And so I did. That following year, I was not teaching, and I put the film up. I remember it was October. I put the film up online. It was right when the school year started. I had no idea how it was going to reach anybody. I mean, I wasn't involved in social media. I didn't know anything. My world was teaching for 7 years. And the film just went viral on its own. You know,
wow.
I can't explain it, but I think that the reason is because it's something that everybody wants. It doesn't matter, regardless of race, religion, ethnicity, culture. Kindness is the one thread that ties us all together. And it's something that everybody is looking for in their life. And
absolutely.
I think it's a testament to show what can really be. You know?
Absolutely,
so,
Orly. Let me step in right here when you said that you weren't even aware that it was going to become viral and stuff like that. I'm a firm believer that something that's very pure in the heart, that must continue to exist in our planet. It must continue to exist in our story. And I think like Ferrell Smith, where he was shocked that the happy song went viral, that there's just something that you show up to that connects to something in you that's very pure. And you are already served by that pure act. But when you see the result of it serving the lives of others, it humbles you. And you get closer to your divinity because you knew you didn't strategize anything for it to be as it is. Exactly. And I think this is what I believe, the magic of goodness and the magic of kindness and the magic of purity that the world is really searching to return back to, because you were selected in 2013 to be on TED Talks, and that's huge. And you explored the conversation on the magic of kindness. Were you nervous when you actually saw yourself on this podium, which has such credibility and reaches out so much to people, where you basically are qualifying yourself as the voice of kindness? What was it like for you that day before you stepped onto the stage of TED Talk?
Wow. I got to tell you, I was more nervous than I ever was. I can't even begin to describe how nervous I was. I honestly, that week, really tough week being there. I mean, I spoke the last session after a whole week in the last, like one of the second to last speakers. Imagine all that kind of, nervousness building up. It was really very frightening, I have to say. The reason I was so nervous, and one of the first things I said when I got onto the stage was because I felt like I knew that it wasn't me. This is not about, oh, I did this. I know this can sound a little bit strange, but I knew that I was given a gift to do something, and I knew that it wasn't just me standing up there. I wasn't standing up there for myself, and I wasn't even standing up there for Life Essence Inside. I was really standing up there for every single person that believes in the message, that is put their trust in me, and that believes in this message of kindness that is waiting and praying and hoping for a better world. And so I felt such a great deal of responsibility because I knew it wasn't just me I was standing up there for. I was standing up there with everyone else standing there behind me. And I was so afraid that I wasn't going to do justice to it. It was a really scared feeling, I have to say.
No, I got that. I totally understand that. But you did, and it was fantastic. Now, where does Orly go from here? Because sometimes we tend to try to outdo achievements when really it's not about outdoing achievements. But where are you inside at this stage in your journey? What are your plans right now?
That's a really great question. It becomes definitely very difficult because especially, when I first started this, there wasn't any expectations from anybody. This was something that I was doing, and I was doing this because this is really part of my life journey. I really do believe very much in my heart that it's part of my purpose to bring this into the world somehow. And then, like you said, you could get trapped in that tough position of, maybe expecting too much from yourself and being very, very hard on yourself in terms of, what you want, to get out of it and how fast you want to get there. There have definitely been tons and tons of obstacles that have come up. That's for sure. And there's going to be.
Of course,
sometimes you want to be able to bring the change about so quickly because you feel it so much. You're so passionate about it. But you also have to be able to take a step back and realize that everything is going to happen in its time and that you can't, something that I have to remind myself constantly is all I can do is wake up in the morning and do the best that I can. Do the best that I can to bring about this sort of change and be able to spread the message, far and wide. We have people reaching out every day from countries all over the globe wanting to start branches of the organization in their own location. I mean, wanting the organization in a sense to go faster than necessarily you can. And so it's about being able to take that step back, be able to breathe really, and kind of set a goal for yourself. So the truth of the matter is, every morning I have to do that. Every morning I have to remind myself of that. It's not something I have to reevaluate all the time because there's so many amazing opportunities, and so you can sometimes get so overwhelmed by them that you need to be able to stop and take a step back and figure out what's the next step. Not looking so far ahead, but what's the next step that's going to help me get there? And so, there's so much that I want for this organization in terms of being able to reach out to the worldwide community, being able to start branches in other locations, being able to really touch the hearts of people. But there's obstacles, there's things that can hold things back. It's definitely very tough. It's especially, you know, funding something like this is not so easy. I left my job 3 years ago and invested all my savings to start the organization. So it's been 3 years, you know, working on this and just basically putting in my savings into it. But I love it so much, but it can definitely be hard and it can definitely be challenging.
Sure.
But the most
sure.
important thing is reminding myself constantly of that pure place where it started from and why it's important to me. And the minute and when I remember that, it's all good. It all becomes, you know, things suddenly become calm in my head.
Nice. It will. I mean, when something explodes in which I've often, you know, I remember back in the days in my 20s, things would just explode and I really wasn't qualified for it. I really only had heart and energy. And I needed grounded. I needed groundedness. I needed somebody who was wise to kind of hold me back and remind me that when I'm 80, what was going to be really more important was how much happiness I gave to people. And then that was the core of why I do what I do. So for whatever it's worth, I just want you to know that you're doing something that's definitely preordained and beautifully selected for a lovely person. And if
you
ever find yourself just stepping out of your spirit of kindness and goodness, definitely pause and pull back and go, that's not what I'm in this for. And you
100%.
Always, yeah, you always get that signal. Uh-huh, Orly, it's this way. It's this way.
Exactly.
Sometimes the ego will be like it needs to outdo itself, or it's about a numbers game, it's about a money's game. And yes, we all need to pay bills and put roof over our heads. It is a relationship game, and the right people will show up, and the funding
I totally agree.
Will come, and I know it will
I totally
for you.
Agree.
It will for you. Orly, it's been beautiful having you on. I actually feel like just getting a life vest in my room right now. And we would love to, in whatever way, get the word out for you. And I'm serious about India. If you're ever interested, we'd love to get that conversation rolling over there.
Yeah, we have actually a branch starting there in Pune.
Beautiful, beautiful, nice place. Please share with our listeners perhaps what's your favorite life quote that you're living by currently, and is there something that we might have missed that you want our listeners to know about where we can be of support to move the project forward?
So in terms of quote, one of the quotes that I really do live by and constantly repeat to myself over and over, never doubt that a small group of committed people can change the world. Indeed, it is the only thing that ever has. And that's by Margaret Mead. It's definitely been a very big, significant quote pushing me forward through many, many, many different things and helping people remember that they do matter. But even though it's, you know, small group, we can definitely most certainly change the world and continue to build a bigger group. And then in terms of connecting with Life That's Inside, the greatest thing I could say, I mean, if you connect with us on our social media channels, we basically post up things daily in terms of, like, daily inspiration, ways to get involved. And that's, you know, Facebook or Twitter, Instagram or YouTube. / Life Vest Inside. You'll be able to find us. And then on our site, we have an amazing program called the Kindness Ambassador Program, where you can sign up to become a kindness ambassador and basically receive a weekly kindness pass, be connected with our global group of kindness ambassadors that are sharing and inspiring one another. It's an amazing support system. There's so many ways to get involved, but definitely I would definitely say to check out the Life Vest Inside website, and you'll be able to find the Kindness Ambassador Program, the Act of Kindness card campaign, and so many other ways. The whole purpose is helping bring kindness into people's lives in small, tangible, fun, exciting, and fulfilling ways.
Orly, thank you so much for adding more kindness to what can seem like a harsh world. We are wishing you all the best as you continue.
Thank you so much.
With your beautiful
thank
life.
You.
Thanks for being on the air. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I love energy, and I love young men and women who continue to do something good with their lives where it shapes the consciousness of the world. And like I was telling Orly, there's something about a pure act that is not manipulated by the human ego, and we just show up because it just felt like the right thing to do. It came from a place of love. It came from a place of purity, and then the world recognizes it. So to all of you who perhaps have a pure feeling or just a simple idea to do something beautiful for the world, don't be afraid, don't strategize, perhaps just put it out there and see what emerges. You just might get a whole group of people of love circling all around you. You've been listening to America Meditating Radio Show, and Monday through Friday you get a chance to tune into these shows. And if you happen to miss any of the shows, you can download the Pause for Peace app. That will get you updated, and you can hear the shows over and over again, listen to some of the meditations as well as the thoughts for the day. We had Orly Waba on the line, CEO of Live Best Inside. Do give them a visit and support them as much as you can. We appreciate you, and remember, no one can take away your happiness unless you give them permission, and we are really here to love each other the same. Take care, everyone. Thanks so much for tuning in. See you again soon.